the self-immolation of Jewish-believing anti-Israel U.S. soldier Aaron Bushnell in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, has sent the so-called pro-Gaza /Palestinian circles into a frenzy. However, this so-called self-immolation, in full view of the world community, is nothing more than a planned and programmed stunt. Hollywood. Hollywood is a district in Los Angeles, California, and the center of world cinema. It has become a multi-billion dollar a year industry. Big-budget movies are made here that are popular around the world. Hollywood has made a significant contribution to the promotion of the American type of society all over the world. U.S. imperialism, which aims to convey its political strategies and decisions first to its own citizens and then to the whole world through the media, has made full use of all the opportunities offered by the Hollywood film industry. U.S. imperialism, which had the chance to reach the masses directly through Hollywood, not only exported movies, but also a lifestyle that enveloped the whole world like a poison ivy. Hollywood movies contain hundreds and thousands of details and small messages, skillfully placed to appeal to the subconscious of the audience. The American state does all this deliberately, and moves forward with a plan. In 1942, then U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt invited many important directors and filmmakers to the White House. As a result of the meeting, the wishes of the government were notified to the filmmakers. After this meeting, films on psychological mobilization were made. Hollywood is not just a place where movies are produced, it has become a center that serves many different purposes. And it has become an industry that is growing at an unimaginable rate day by day. Hollywood has long been the most effective tool for the U.S. to spread its policies and worldview to the whole of humanity. After military, economic and political power, Hollywood is the fourth great power of the United States. Aaron Bushnell didn't die in the fire. Hollywood, the illusion production center of the satanic system, can create any kind of perception that can show U.S. imperialism in a giant mirror by including global information, communication, new industrial raw materials in the biological field, new energy systems, transformations in the production system. This is child's play for the Hollywood movie industry. Now, who knows what material the camouflage dress on Aaron Bushnell, who set himself on fire for freedom for Palestine, is made of? Was it made of aluminized coated glass fiber cloth, glass fiber steel wire cloth, heat-resistant fabric, polyurethane coated glass fiber cloth, ceramic fabrics, silicone coated glass fiber cloth? For example, firefighter suits are clothes made to protect other parts of the body from heat and flames, except the head, hands and feet. Gloves are designed to protect only the hands. They are high-strength fireproof fabric textile products resistant to fire up to 1260°C. Especially on the top surface of acoustically insulated walls, fireproof fabrics are intensively preferred. Retarding combustion prevents the fabric from emitting flammable gases with some finishes. The fabric is only charred. Combustion is retarded with flame retardant additives or aramid fibers. The burning of the fabric depends on the type of product used, its weight, the way the fabric is woven, whether the fabric surface is hairy or not, and the finish applied. In a nutshell, the fireproof fabrics used are highly resistant to heat and abrasion and are very cost-effective. They are comfortable in weaving and use and very convenient to apply. The most important feature to know is that it is resistant to high temperatures. Let's remember what happened. In front of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, a U.S. Air Force soldier, Aaron Bushnell, 25, set himself on fire, saying, "I don't want to be a partner in the genocide taking place in Gaza any longer." What about the protest of Aaron Bushnell, an active duty soldier in the US Air Force, and the social media circulation of footage of him setting himself on fire? In the footage, Bushnell, wearing camouflage, identifies himself as an active duty soldier in the US Air Force and says, "I will no longer participate in genocide." They all did their homework, didn't they? Arriving in front of the embassy, Bushnell pours gasoline over his head and sets himself on fire, repeatedly shouting "Free Palestine" until he runs out of breath. An embassy policeman can be heard saying "Can I help you?" and then get down on the ground, while another policeman can be heard saying "We don't need guns, we need fire extinguishers." It was announced that Bushnell, who set himself on fire, was taken to the regional hospital and was in critical condition due to his severe wounds. However, shortly after the incident, it was announced that the American soldier had died.